We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
What famous golf course near Monterey, Pennsylvania? Peninsula.
Oh, my.
And Chris Ello.
I just know one thing. When it comes to balls, Scraby knows what he's talking about.
You're so immature. Here we go.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Gwen and Chris, 4 o'clock. We're rolling into hour number 3 of our Tuesday get-together. We'll be here till 5:30 this afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back with us shortly. Going to talk some NBA with Tony and also get into our Big 5. But ahead of that, we have our Chris versus the fans. We just had a little fun with Tony and Scraby competing.
I didn't have any fun.
In a fantabulous sports game show.
I talked a lot of trash, and I did not back it up.
The Oriole guy did not do enough for you to win that contest against Tony Gwynn Jr. He is so good at coming up with that stuff off the top of his head.
I mean, he does work in baseball.
So what? I mean, I the one looking it up. And I don't remember a lot of those no-hitters, so I got to give him credit for a job well done in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. How'd you do out there? Did you get more than 5? That was a tough category today. So anyway, we'll do some more trivia right now, but you need to dial in, 833-288-0973. Here's a reason why you should dial in, because if you win Chris versus the fans, you, unlike Tony Gwynn Jr., who won the sports game show, you'll be qualified for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf or two and dinner at Edge Steakhouse. Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, it's legendary, it's Vegas, it's fun. So you can get yourself qualified if you can win Chris versus the fans. And lo and behold, that gets underway right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I don't know what I'm in for, but I know I'm in for some fun. So, Scraby, give us the rules, and then we got some contestants lined up and ready to go.
We sure do. The rules are you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And
I think the word is quick.
Sorry. Real quick, Chris, that is a tough one for me.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from Cynthia Reynolds saying that she graduated the same high school that Alec Mills did. And here's something that adds to the whole story. Victor Caratini caught his no-no as well as Joe Musgrove's.
That's very good.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, I remember that. And at the time, Victor Caratini had caught 2 consecutive no-hitters.
That is true.
Alec
yes.
Mills threw the final no-hitter of 2020, and Musgrove had the first no-hitter of 2021.
So thank you, Cynthia, for tweeting that into at Matt Scraby.
That was good.
All right. Now,
real quick, Chris. Yes. I'm just trying to see how tough that really was, Chris, to say.
All right, moving on. I'm distracted by a trillion things right now, but we're going to start with Eli. How are you doing, Eli? Can you hear us? Okay.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you ready to play? I don't think you're a first-time player because I remember hearing your name, and then we got into the whole Elijah thing.
But, oh, my goodness.
Right.
You remember the strangest things.
I do remember the strangest things, but here we go. Question number one. In what sport would you find a pommel horse?
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics is correct.
Eli, do you watch the Summer Olympic Games? You watch the gymnastics?
Once every 4 years, you see the pommel horse.
Once every 4 years, you're a gymnastics
horn,
fan,
I think,
like most
said.
Of us. That's right. Very good.
All right, here we go, Eli. Question number two. Padres question. What recent Padres starting pitcher racked up 153 strikeouts as a rookie? I would say I'll give it a time frame. Last 5 years.
Current Padre?
I did not say current.
Recent Padre.
Oh, no. Quantrill.
Quantrill. Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess, but that is incorrect. Now, Chris, do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I have a guess.
Okay, what's your guess?
Because you said recent. I'm assuming that he's no longer a Padre, and just because we talked about him earlier today going on the injured list, sounds like about the number Chris Paddock might have had.
Sorry, Eli.
I reasoned it out. Sorry about that,
You did
Eli.
Reason that out. And yeah. I had that question on before Chris Paddock went on the IL.
Yeah, Chris Paddock going on the injured list today, and they are concerned that surgery might be necessary for an elbow injury if you're just tuning in.
Not good.
Yeah. Not good at all.
I feel bad
for
him.
I hate to see that if that turns out to be the case for Chris Paddock.
Absolutely. All right, AJ, Carlsbad, you're up next. Have you ever played this game before?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, here we go, AJ. Question number one. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Cycling race.
Nice job. I like to say Tour de France.
You did like that.
Yeah,
you
Tour de
put
France.
A little emphasis
Tour
de France. On it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, AJ. That was very good.
I think Armstrong won that four times, but you know how that ended out.
Yes,
I think he won it more than four times.
He won it too many times.
But I don't know how many he won it, but I know how many times he's officially won it.
Zero.
That's zero,
yes.
Zero, all right. Yeah. Good call.
Here we go, AJ. Question number two. In 2017, what Padres outfielder set the franchise record with 26 home runs as a rookie?
Will Myers.
Myers. Unfortunately, Will is a little bit older than that. So, Chris. Hold on, AJ. Chris has got a guess, and then you move on if he gets it wrong. In 2017, Chris, what Padres outfielder set the franchise record with 26 home runs as a rookie?
That's a good question, Scraby. I like it. I already said that in one of the promos.
You did. I like it.
2017 sounds like Hunter Renfroe, but I don't know that he was a rookie. But he's the only guess I have.
Hunter Renfroe is correct.
I'm on
Sorry
a roll
about that,
today.
AJ.
I'm getting lucky. I'm kind of pulling them out.
Yeah, you are. Definitely.
That's a couple that I've kind of been lucked into.
All right, here we go with our.
So, what record is that? Rookie record for the Padres? Is that what?
Home run, home run. 26 right. home runs by a rookie.
Because Greg Vaughn has the record, 50
yes,
home runs.
But rookie record.
Rookie record, okay.
All right, let's go to, I believe we talked to this person last week or the week before, Hunter. What's going on, Hunter? How are you doing today?
Oh, Hunter Renfroe was the correct answer.
Wow.
Now we got Hunter the caller.
How's it
going?
Good,
Hunter? I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Here we go.
I'm good. Thanks.
Question number one. This is should be easy. What part of the body is a ball forbidden to touch in soccer? Sit down, Chris.
Hands
is correct. Chris thought I was asking something else.
I thought he was speaking out of turn. I almost had to put him in his place.
He did. He stood up. But here we go. Question number two, Hunter. What sport did Mark Twain describe as, quote, a good walk spoiled?
A good walk spoiled. Track?
Track.
I don't know.
This could be any sport, so stay there.
Yeah, sorry about this. No, I actually read
it. You know?
I read the book. There was a book out called A Good Walk Spoiled.
Oh, wow.
And it was about the boring sport of golf.
Okay. He did not, Mark Twain did not say boring, but I'm annoyed that you even know that.
I can't believe you never read the book, A Good Walk Spoiled.
No.
John Feinstein wrote it. It's a very good book. Scraby, you despite the title, you would enjoy it. It's a good behind the scenes book about the PGA Tour.
What?
Yeah.
About from Mark Twain?
No, from John Feinstein. Yeah,
sorry.
He called the book "Good Walk Spoiled."
I got you. I may check
Twain's,
that out.
You should definitely see it. It's I wonder what year this book came out. Book by book, John Feinstein published 1995.
Okay,
so it's been around for a while, but I read it quite a long time ago, and I enjoyed it very much.
All
this
right.
guy's a very good author, and he takes you behind the scenes. It's like the daily, day-to-day stuff on the
All
tour.
Right.
I think you'd really like it for
okay.
sure.
The tour is like a traveling circus.
Yeah,
almost.
You'd enjoy this. Some of the guys didn't like it on
I'm
the
sure
tour because he gave away some secrets, you know, some stuff that happens behind the scenes.
Oh, calm down, people.
Yeah.
All right, next contestant, Jorge. What's going on, Jorge? Are you a first-time player?
Jorge.
We hear you, Jorge.
We hear background.
Hello.
There
Hello.
He is. He's there.
Can you hear us, Jorge?
You ready to go?
All right. Are you a first-time player?
Yes, I am.
Well, good first for
First-time player moves
okay.
on to the second question. Here we go. There are five active players with at least 2,000 career hits. Five with at least 2,000. And they are active. Can you name three of the five?
Is this a number one?
This is number two.
Oh.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Wait, sorry, say it again.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt. Okay.
Okay.
Yadier Molina.
Okay.
And... Let's see.
Just give me one more.
2,000.
Three.
Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
Interesting.
You got one of them right.
Got one right.
But I'm not going to tell you which one. So, Chris, can you name three of the five active players?
I honestly could have named two, but I think he gave me the third. I know for sure Pujols and Miguel Cabrera are the two of them. And the third one I'm going to guess is because I wouldn't have got this, but when he said Yadier Molina, I believe he's in there.
Ooh, sorry about that, Jorge.
Jorge.
You did give him the answer.
Yeah, he gave me that one. That's the way that one goes once in a while when you have to name more than one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I get to go to school on the other person's answer.
All right, now we are going to go to a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
It's time for the break, and I'm going to get a... contestant on in just 1 second, so I'm getting my topic, and then the contestant is going to be who's the next longest holding caller. Steve in San Diego. Steve, have you ever played the tiebreaker round before?
Yes, I have.
All okay. right, Steve, you're All ready right, to Steve. Go then.
I'm gonna
it's
give
good to go.
For everybody who does not know, I'm gonna give Chris a question that has a number answer. Chris is going to say what number he thinks it is, and then the contestant guesses whether the actual number is higher or lower. That was pretty good, Chris. All right.
Yes, that was pretty good, Scraby.
Thanks. The question is, Chris, how many career home runs has Manny Machado hit?
Manny Machado's hit 300. No, wait. Hang on. I didn't go yet. I don't know how many he's got. That's an interesting question. He's got 243.
243. All right. To our caller, Steve, is the actual number higher or lower?
I'll go higher.
Going higher.
That's a great move, Steve, because
it
was higher. The actual number, Chris, you came really close because it's 258.
Missed it by 15.
So stay there, Steve.
All right, very good, Steve. You're the winner of today's Chris versus the fans, and that means you qualify for a chance to win a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf for two, and get this, we'll throw in dinner for two. dinner at Edge Steakhouse. It's a Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. Good job. Well done on all sides there. When we come back, Tony returns, and we're talking about the NBA playoffs. Classic game last night between the Warriors and the Grizz. Ja Morant is out most likely for the rest of the playoffs. Talk about what it all means when Gwen and Chris continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kind of a quiet entrance back into the program. We welcome you back to Gwen and Chris. Tuesday late afternoon, getting ready for Padre baseball tonight. The Padres and the Chicago Cubs pregame show following our program. At about 5:30 this afternoon, Padres trying to get the offense cranked up here a little bit. Just a little bit might be all they need. Anything would be better than what they've done. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Total Wine and More. When you discover a new favorite of Cabernet or Chardonnay at Total Wine and More, you'll discover a whole lot more. So explore the wondrous selection and totally low prices at TotalWine.com, where you'll find what you love and love what you find. Drink responsibly. Be 21. All right, let's take a little break from baseball here. Talk about the NBA playoffs. It's been pretty exciting, the semifinal rounds. You've got three of the four series tied at two. So crucial game fives coming up. But let's start first with the one series that's not tied at two, Tony. Although it was almost tied at two, Memphis had to lead the entire game last night, without Ja Morant. And Golden State was able to come back, post the victory 101-98 to take a 3-1 series lead. I don't know how many times I've said this. I know Steph Curry was in the headlines. He made all the free throws down the stretch. I know that Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins hit all the shots. But it was one shot that Memphis couldn't take. It was blocked by Draymond Green. That was really the crucial play of the entire game. And this is why I love to have Draymond Green if I'm the Golden State Warriors.
If you want to win, have Draymond on your team.
Yeah,
it's just that simple. I mean, he makes – for all of for all the vitriol he has for the referees at times, it seems like he's a winning ball player, man. He doesn't really make mistakes on the court, and it is not your typical star, right, where he's putting the ball in the basket a lot. He doesn't do really much of that either, but he is part of the engine that makes the Golden State Warriors go. I think Draymond and Steph. Steph provides the offensive standpoint. Draymond provides not only the defensive standpoint. He also brings the toughness to that squad.
Yep.
And he's the accountability holder, right? He's the one that when everybody's messing up or when guys aren't doing stuff right, even if it's Steph, even if it's Klay, he's on their heads about it. And he's basically another coach on the floor for Steve Kerr. So
yeah, and they needed that amazing last night because Steve Kerr wasn't there. He had to sit out the game because he tested positive for COVID a couple of hours before tip-off. Draymond goes out there, makes the big play. And I don't know whether I should love this or not, but I guess I do because I'm a Draymond Green fan. But after he blocked the shot, and it really did. It wrapped the game up. He walked around the court and said, "That's right. That's the game. That's right. I just won the game. That's right. That's ball game. That's what I do. That's right. That's game."
And it was just fantastic to see. I'm sure if you're a Memphis fan, it had to drive you absolutely crazy. But, you know, look, I mean, to the victor go the spoils. And he understood that was the moment to make a play. And he made it. And I did feel bad for Memphis because they played a tremendous game. But when it came right down to the end, you got to have Ja Morant. You got to have your star player to help you close out the game. And they didn't know who to go to at the end of the game to get the baskets they needed to win. And Golden State was able to barely squeak it out. So
yeah, without a doubt, that team. I mean, they're just that Golden State Warrior team has won championships, and the core of that team is still there. And so all of that know-how bleeds over to everybody else on the roster.
Yeah.
Because the accountability is at such a high level that, quite frankly, if you can't do it, you won't play. You won't even see the floor this time of year at all.
Yeah, great game by the Warriors last night, and they take a 3-1 series lead. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics bounce back, beat the Milwaukee Bucks, even up that series with the defending champs at 2-2. And I think the same thing I think that a lot of people are thinking that are watching the series that haven't watched the NBA maybe in a couple of years, and that is, you mean Al Horford is still in the league? And not only is he still in the league, he's scoring 30 points last night to help the Celtics win the game. Both games that the Celtics have won in this series have been because of Al Horford. As great as Tatum is, as great as Jaylen Brown is, they're setting things up. Horford is coming through and making Milwaukee pay, you know, for trying to cover the other guys, Tony.
It was said at the very beginning of the series, and I don't remember it being that way, but I can't remember who it was, but apparently Al Horford has been used to guard Giannis in a lot of different situations prior to this season that he has with the Celtics, and has done a pretty good job on him. Now, I haven't been able to like sit and watch the series, so I don't know how good of a job he's done, but I can tell you he's at least making him work on the defensive end.
Yes, he is.
And Horford has that kind of, I don't even know how to describe his game. It's like an old man game, but a little more athletic, right? He doesn't play.
I resemble
above the
that
rim.
Remark.
He doesn't play above the rim, but he's smart. He uses angles extremely well, and you know he will dunk it on your face occasionally and get a technical foul for accidentally hitting somebody. I don't know about the NBA, man. They're getting a little carried away with some of these like accidental contact. Go back and look technical fouls.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. If you think you see something, it better be pretty egregious for you to have to go back and look at the tape.
I agree.
And I think they're overusing the tape on some of these technical fouls. Because, I mean, arms are going to flail under the basket.
Yes.
Trying to make a play. It doesn't mean that everybody's trying to hit somebody over the top of the head every time. So
that's what they have us all think. And here's the other thing. I think I said this the other day. We have got to stop using slow-mo for things that it's not meant to be used for.
Yeah.
Like that play in particular where he dunks it and his hand accidentally or his elbow in the process of it hits him in the face. That's not what instant replay is made for. It's not supposed to be used for that. So, of course, when you slow it down, it looks egregious, right? Just like Jordan Poole the other day. Like, yes, the ball, it's a loose ball. He's digging for the ball. When you slow it down, it does look crazy like he's pulling his knee. But that's not what's happening in real time.
No,
and I think,
very good
and
point.
I think we get caught up in the whole instant replay and what it looks like in instant replay, and we don't take into account that that's not how it looks in fast motion, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And trying to officiate high school basketball games, we have no instant replay, and there are many plays just like that, and they're very difficult to officiate. You're trying to look 10 places at one time. So I hope the coaches out there who might be listening, high school coaches, if you're listening, understand that when there's 14 bodies under the basket and a couple of people get hit in the nose by accident, the NBA officials don't pick it up without replay. So, you know, cut us a little slack. All right, thank you very much. It's a public service announcement to help the high school basketball officials in town. So that series is now 2-2. Also, tonight now, Phoenix and Dallas. I'm very surprised that this series is 2-2, Tony. I just didn't see any way Dallas stays with Phoenix, but they got the two home games. Phoenix got to reassert control tonight. Chris Paul's got to get his head, you know, out of the stands and the unfortunate incident that happened the other day in Dallas, and he's got to get back to taking over fourth quarters again.
Yeah, I mean, he was already having a bad game in that particular one. I'm sure that just was the icing on the cake for him and his family getting touched and pushed or whatever it was that happened that was really unacceptable. I'm surprised, too. I know when we were flying back, I think it was game two in Phoenix. Manny had it on his phone, and we were watching it, and I was like, he was like, the series is over. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. They'll probably win one.
Yeah.
I had no idea at that point that this – I had no thought in my mind that this series would get to 2-2.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
That's exactly what's happened. And listen, you got to give Dallas some credit. Give Jason Kidd some credit because he's clearly changed up some things that have helped that Dallas Mavericks team. Obviously, Luka Doncic is doing his thing, but – They're getting contributions from a lot of different guys right now.
Yeah, great job by Dallas to make that a long series. And I think a lot of pressure on Phoenix in Game 5 tonight because they're supposed to win the NBA title. And they lose tonight, they'd have to go on the road facing elimination. The final series, Miami and Philadelphia, this one seems too easy to figure out. And that's why I know it's not going to be this easy to figure out. But Miami won the two games easily that Joel Embiid didn't play. Philadelphia won the two games that Joel Embiid did play. Joel Embiid is going to be playing from here on out. Miami's got to find a way to beat him. They'll get a chance at home in Game 5 tonight, but I don't know where the series is going to wind up, to be honest
This is a toss-up. I really think so. And by the way, Joel Embiid has not played up to MVP Joel Embiid yet. He's just there, and so he's a factor, and so you got to account for him. If James Harden plays like he played last game,
he was amazing.
It's going to be tough for the Heat. It really is. Yeah, I don't know if he can repeat that, but if that's a sign of things to come, and you don't even have Joel operating at full tilt yet, it might be trouble for the Heat.
Yeah, Miami's had a great season, but Philadelphia's two star players are back. They're playing well, and Harden especially picked it up a notch the other night. All right, games 2-2 in the Miami-Philadelphia series. Here's your NBA update. We'll take a break, come back. Much more Gwynn and Chris ahead. Stick around for more on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, following up on the NBA chat, they are underway now in Game 5 of that Philadelphia-Miami series. Joel Embiid looks like the Phantom of the Opera. He's got the mask going, the opera mask on.
I love that soundtrack.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Oh, I'm a big fan of that stuff.
Creature of the Night, or whatever that is.
Yes, Creature of the Night. Very good, Chris.
I'm an Andrew Lloyd Webber fan.
Andrea Bocelli, he did a rendition. Very good.
I'm getting into uncharted territory. I should stop while I'm ahead. welcome back to the program. Philadelphia, Miami, as I said, they're just underway, tied 2-2 in the first quarter. We'll keep you up to date. Dodgers have jumped out to the lead over the Pirates. Now 5-0 Dodgers in the top of the third. You didn't think you were going to get help.
Revenge tour.
You didn't think you were going to get help from the Pirates two nights in a row, did you? All right, not going to happen. Tony's there. Let's get to today's Big Five.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwynn and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We have so much to cover, so the Big Five is brought to you by Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa. This is the most important thing to cover. Good looks, elegant sophistication, that's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske, Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Now, we get started with the most important thing that we talked about yesterday.
Number five.
Actually, this is not number five. This is just an addendum to number five from yesterday. The power of the swag chain. I got a couple DMs, but I wanted to bring you a DM that I got yesterday from Kurt. He said, dude, you don't understand the power. All you did was talk about the swag chain today and jinxed out the game tonight. Hashtag swag curse. And he said, I like the concrete idea you mentioned as well. So that's what I'm bringing you.
What was the concrete idea?
Remember, I was going to bury the swag chain in the ocean in a block of concrete.
Oh my goodness!
So nothing, Chris.
Is there a question there?
No, I'm bringing it to you guys because we talked about it yesterday.
Well, I can just tell Kurt that the swag chain has nothing on my appearance at the ball game. That was my first game of the year last night, and they got shut out 6-0. So
you're blaming yourself?
Yeah, I would easily blame me. And don't worry, I won't be going for a while, at least until they score another run.
Can we put you in a block of concrete?
You all wouldn't right. be the only one who wanted to do that.
All right.
Number five.
This one is not going to be about who got fleeced in a trade, but more about what can be done to move forward. And this one contains many, many, many layers, so stick with me here. And it's also going to contain former Padres triggers. But in Chicago last night, the Guardians were down 8-2 heading into the top of the ninth inning against the White Sox. And according to ESPN Stats and Info, the Guardians are 1-626 in the last 40 seasons when trailing by 6 or more runs in the ninth inning. Well, turns out the Guardians are now 2-626 in the last 40 seasons because they turned it around, were able to win the game in extras. Now, former Padre Josh Naylor hit a grand slam in the ninth and then a 3-run shot in the top of the 11th, which ended up being the winning home run. That made Josh Naylor the first player in the last 40 seasons with 8 RBIs from the 8th inning on in a game. Now, back to Mike Clevinger. With him starting tonight, being healthy, ready to go, Chris, what will make the trade worth it for the Padres?
Well, first of all, not overreacting because Josh Naylor had a nice game. Josh Naylor was here in San Diego, was given every opportunity to succeed in San Diego. I would hasten to say that most Padre fans and almost every fan who is being critical of the Padres for that trade today because of Josh Naylor's big night last night, I would say that most of those fans were more than happy to see him go when he was traded for Mike Clevinger. So do not give me any revisionist history out there and tell me how the Padres made a dumb trade. They didn't make a dumb trade. The Padres are rolling along at 19-11. The Guardians are barely over 500. They're stuck with Austin Hedges. And Josh Naylor had one good game. Mike Clevinger comes back, pitches anywhere close to where Mike Clevinger is capable. The Padres keep rolling behind baseball's best pitching staff, and the trade is just fine. Everyone's overreacting because Josh Naylor had a great game. That's all it is.
Tony, what will make the trade worth it in the end?
As long as Mike Clevinger is Mike Clevinger. Listen, I'm a big fan of Naylor. I love his game. I'm going to be a good hitter, but at the time, the Padres needed another piece. We were like right in the middle of a playoff at a chance, right? Yeah. And different circumstances really ask that you do different things. The Cleveland is in a position where they can run him out there every day. Naylor wasn't going to be ran out there every day at that point, right? Because he wasn't the player that he is, what is it, 2 years later now?
Yeah.
Three and a half.
3 years, right?
It was 2020, so two, I guess.
Yeah, so 2 years later, this is what happened. Guys develop, they get better. But do you have time to wait on that development? I don't think the Padres were in that position. They needed another starting pitcher. Are we all in agreement of that in 2020 when they were trying to get a wild card spot? I think we're all in agreement of that. I think all Padre fans are in agreement of that. And everybody at the time was like, go for it! Go for it! And that's what they did. So listen, don't cry over spilled milk now. And by the way, as Chris perfectly put, the Guardians are a team that, although I think offensively is pretty good, I don't think they're going to win that American League Central.
Well said.
Number four.
Both of you. Tom Brady is going to join Fox Sports as its lead NFL
Tony,
analyst.
Can you believe a Tom Brady story
made
it into
the Big
Five?
Well, I mean, this is one of the biggest Tom Brady stories of the day,
ever, yes.
I mean, well, think about it. He's going to be the lead NFL analyst when he actually retires, which no one knows because he's going to unretire probably 5 more times. But Fox, that was a shot at Tom Brady. Fox did not disclose the terms, but the New York Post got their hands on what he was going to be paid, and he has reportedly agreed to a 10-year, $375 million contract to be the lead analyst for Fox Sports, the most lucrative in sports broadcasting history. We all know he was going to be highly coveted and all the networks wanted him, but in the end, Fox was the one who paid for it. Now, some are saying 10 years is a big commitment and no one really knows what Tom the analyst is going to be like. And that puts Chris's guy, Greg Olson, now the number two analyst with Fox. So, Tony, do you think Tom is going to be worth the money?
My instincts say yes.
He always is, huh?
I think he knows football. How he can articulate that to the normal Joe is really the question. He seems like he'll be able to do it. I mean, I think he's pretty charismatic. He obviously knows the game. I mean, although we'll find out, you know, maybe for some crazy reason he has a harder time performing with the camera on than he does on the field. I don't see it happening, but I think we'll find out. My guess is he won't have any problems. He'll slide right in and be really good.
Chris?
I don't think anybody's worth that kind of money for television, but television's got that kind of money. So yeah. This isn't really that absurd in terms of the number of years and the amount of money, because television, I mean, that's what makes all of these sports go. I mean, television's got the money to pour into this stuff. So as to whether or not he'll live up to it, I don't know, but I do know this. You know, a lot of people became football fans because of the greatness of John Madden back in the day. A lot of people became football fans because of the greatness of Monday Night Football and Howard Cosell and Don Meredith and Frank Gifford back in the 70s. A lot of people like football now because of Tony Romo. Look, if you've got a great personality and you're in that spot as an analyst on Fox television for NFL football, you can easily make it worth the money. And I don't see why Tom Brady won't succeed at this, because he's succeeded at everything. And as long as he gives it his best effort, he should be fine, even though people like you will be annoyed tuning in every Sunday.
No, I'm actually very curious. I will be tuning in to see what we're going to get. I will.
Well, you're not going to get $37 million a year worth, but I don't think you'd get that from anybody.
I think I'll get 50.
It's just that they have that much money to pay.
If he drops like a bad word on the air, that makes it even better for me. Because we all know Tom has a potty mouth.
Well, hopefully he'll keep that in check.
By the way, I think Tony Romo does. I bet you Joe Madden, John Madden did. I bet you all these guys had potty mouths as coaches and as players.
Fine. All producers have their fingers on that button, as you well know, Scrappy.
I well know, yes. 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 Good point, all of you. Did I already hit number three? I think I did. Zach LaVine, Chris. This is a Bulls question, because I saw it come through my Twitter timeline earlier. Brian Windhorst is reporting that there's uncertainty around the NBA if Zach LaVine will remain in Chicago, and that Portland is seen as a potential landing spot. The only reason we're asking this question is because, Chris, you are a Bulls fan.
Okay.
Should so great into the delivery. Should Zach LaVine stick with the Bulls?
There's a couple of ways of looking at this. I mean, number one, the Bulls were so much improved this year that from where they came from to now, it's a bit of a breath of fresh air. And so I would say, you know, I'd love to see Zach LaVine stay, and I'd love to see a healthy, LeVar Ball commit. Not LeVar Ball.
Lonzo.
Lonzo Ball. Thank you. I get my balls juggled.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
I knew that was going to be problematic the minute it left my mouth.
That was the best thing. Oh. Continue, please, with your Bulls.
I'll do the best. Yes, I'm trying to talk about Bulls, not balls.
Yes, Lonzo Bulls.
So there is a part of me, there's really no way to finish this question now at this point.
Oh, my God.
Suffice to say that I would like to see him come back, because I'd like to see the Bulls give it a shot with all of their players healthy. Oh, there's no way around this.
I'm literally crying right now. I'm so immature. I'm so immature.
Yeah, I know how to hit the hot spots, that's for sure.
Man, you're on a roll, Chris.
I'm sorry.
We can't really have Tony answer this question now, because he's crying too much. You're crying too much.
Tony, what's up?
I don't think the Bulls will be crying too much if they lose Zach LaVine. The final answer I want to give.
All right, good segue.
Because I think he's a very good scorer, but I don't know yet that he's ever totally figured out how to win. And the Bulls need to make another big step forward to join the real powers of the East. And they might be able to do that with a player who fits in better.
Tony, should Zach LaVine stick with the Bulls?
I like guys that, I mean, I'm always in favor of guys staying where they are and seeing it through. However, if I'm not mistaken, he's up, he's from the Northwest. Like, I think he's from Seattle. I think he's from that area. Playing in Portland, be pretty close to home. I know that is a real thing for some guys. It's hard to get a read on LaVine. I'm not sure exactly if that's something of importance. Maybe I'll ask Blake Snell. Maybe I'll see if I can get an answer from him if that's something that he wants to do. But I personally would like to see him stay with the Bulls. I think they got a nice mix. I think the reason why they brought the guys in that they brought was an effort to possibly keep him there. They got a good mix right now. Now they may need another piece to really really contend, but I think the answer is I'd like to see him stay a Bull.
He is from the Seattle area.
There you go. Very good, Tony.
Good call. I mean, you know.
All right, can we just get to the next question?
No.
This is going to follow me for the rest of history.
I wasn't thinking about it anymore, but
it's definitely going to be an open, for sure.
Yes, it will be.
It's going to be an open, a promo, a close.
I've already marked it down so that I can make a promo out of that.
Oh my god.
But I do think that geographic location sometimes the guys makes a difference. Like, if I'm from California, if I were to have to go work in Maine, I think it would be difficult for me to go work in Maine because it's all the way across the country. So
we'll see what he does.
Number two.
The NFL schedule is going to be released in full on Thursday, but we have been getting some small releases here and there, and NFL fans are going to be treated to an exciting matchup this Christmas. CBS announced that the defending Super Bowl champions, the Rams, are going to host Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos on Christmas Day. Now, Christmas Day is on a Sunday this year, so it's not a Friday or anything like that. The game's going to do the CBS and the Nickelodeon simulcast as well as the streaming. But the main headline I was seeing about this was, quote, marquee matchup on Christmas Day. Tony, the Rams are defending champs, so I get that part. But is this worthy of the marquee matchup title?
What's the game? Rams who?
Broncos with Russell.
We don't know. We football is the one sport that just because you did something the year before doesn't mean anything about the following year. It very rarely does. So right now, as we talk on, was it May 10th?
Yep.
It probably doesn't seem all that enticing. But by the time we roll to Christmas, I mean, we could be dealing with a whole new thing. So,
could be a bad game. Who knows?
You're already asking if it's going to be a bad game. I'm going to go the other way. It could be a great game
at this point. Right.
With Russell Wilson at the helm.
Yeah, there could
Russell
be two
Wilson,
teams.
Right? I didn't say Westbrook. Yeah, yes, Russell Wilson.
You did. So it could be two teams that are vying for playoff spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeping the season. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, well, Tony's right. I mean, the NFL does this every single year. They promote the Monday night schedule. They promote the Thanksgiving games. They promote the Christmas games. They promote the Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night's game. And you have no idea what games are going to be good. I mean, it's very possible a Houston-Carolina game at the end of the season could be for all the marbles. Just as likely as it could be that a Rams-Bengals rematch could be a big game. The NFL, from year to year, it's completely different. And that's why they have the switching out of the schedule on the Sunday night games at the end of the season. What do you call it? The flex plan?
Oh, the flex, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do that because they know that they're going to have games scheduled that aren't going to turn out to be very good. There's no way of knowing this will be a great game on Christmas, but I do know this. The NBA is not going to like the fact that an NFL matchup with the Super Bowl champions is going to be cutting into their airtime on Christmas
Day. Yeah, that's their day.
That's normally been their
day. It's going to work both ways in some cases, right? I think in certain parts of the country, it's going to work both ways where you're going to have – because I'm assuming the NBA is still going to run out there. What? How many games they run on Christmas?
Like five.
Five games on Christmas, and you'll get a taste early. They'll probably strategize and place one in between some of these marquee games for football. So you're going to have to change maybe from a fourth quarter that's pretty tight to go watch the kickoff. It's going to be interesting to see what the ratings are when they start placing these games and how the NBA tries to counter what the NFL's doing, because we know NFL rules all most of the time. So
they should just put like the Thunder and the Magic on during that game.
It doesn't matter what they put on during that game. The NFL's going to dominate the ratings, I hate to say.
No, we'll see. Just like we don't know if this is going to be a marquee matchup.
True.
We don't know what the ratings are going to say. Because if it is, a 2-10 Bronco team going up against the defending champs, people are going to want to watch that.
No.
Or if Russell Wilson, God forbid, is hurt.
Yeah.
Who's going to want to watch? Who's their backup? Do we know? Oh, wait, no. Their backup is ripping.
Oh, it is. Ripping. Yes. Yeah. Good pull, Tony.
Well, I knew that.
Chris just like perked up like, wow. We got the depth chart in Tony's head of the Broncos.
Yeah, what's he doing running around with the Broncos depth chart?
I don't know.
I only know that because I know him.
Okay.
He was here at the game the other day, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Well, yeah. There you go. That was perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
We think Padres fans are insane from time to time, but Red Sox fans are losing it right now. Free agent Trevor Story went 0-for-4 with three strikeouts batting in the second spot, and the Red Sox lost 3-2 to the White Sox at Fenway on Sunday. Now, Boston dropped its fifth straight game, and I believe they're still 10-19 overall, but the story here, get it? The story here? Story has struck out 35 times in 105 plate appearances, which is a 33.3 strikeout percentage. He's batting 194, and he has yet to homer in this season. Chris, when do the Red Sox start to worry about their investment?
Now would be a pretty good time to start worrying
about it. Let me add this.
It.
6 years and 140 is what he signed for before the year.
Yeah, actually last week then. For that kind of money, they should have started working last week. Look, I watched Trevor Story in the National League West for a long time, and I never saw Tony. Saw him a little more than I did in some of the games you've called. I never seen Trevor Story hit a slider off the outside corner. I've seen him swing and miss at it 100,000 times, and I've always been amazed that anybody throws him any other pitch than a breaking ball on the outside corner, because he swings over the top of it, tries to pull everything. I've never seen Trevor Story, very rarely have I seen Trevor Story hit the ball the other way. So, obviously, they found a hole right now. It's exposed. He's swinging over the top of everything. Boston should have done its homework, I think, on this signing. Now, can Trevor Story get hot? Sure. He began his major league career with 7 home runs in his first 6 or 7 games he ever played. He's one of the only guys ever to do that. But I thought that was an overpay by Boston when it happened, and I'm pretty sure Boston's thinking that it might be an overpay now.
Tony, what do you think?
What do I think?
When do the Red Sox worry about their investment?
Not right now. I think we need to put some respect on Trevor Story's name here a little bit. I mean, this is a career 270, about an 850 OPS player, I mean, which is pretty damn good, last time I checked. So I believe in track records. I'm big on track records, and his track record tells me that he'll finish all right. Now, new surroundings have been difficult for more than just Trevor Story. But I think ultimately, when it's said and done, he'll be who Trevor Story normally is. But that doesn't mean that he's going to avoid the crazies in Boston that don't play around with this type of thing. And he wouldn't be the first. So good luck to Trevor.
Good big five for the second day in a row, guys.
Thanks, Grabby.
You're welcome,
Chris. I can just tell you one thing. I had a ball.
Yes! With
You're
that,
on fire today, man.
Here you are. With that, we head to the final half hour of the show. Get you set for game 2 between the Padres and the Marlins. All that's next on 97.3
The Fan.
Marlins. What did I say Marlins for? Cubs. Thank you, Chris. Now I made myself a stupid promo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.